from KQED. From KQED Public Radio, I'm Stephanie Martin with Quest, our weekly science and environment series. Why are health officials so worried about swine flu? A major reason is that against it, we're almost defenseless. Apart from the drugs Tamiflu and Relenza, which must be taken in the first 48 hours of infection, swine flu is untreatable. The swine flu scare is only the latest chapter in an ongoing arms race between humans and viruses. They evolve and mutate. We scramble to find new ways to treat them. But as Amy Standen reports, some scientists believe the end may be in sight.
On Friday, Dr. Anne Schuchat from the Centers for Disease Control responded to reporters asking whether a swine flu vaccine is in the works.
But I want you to know that what we've done so far is that aggressive, make sure that if we need to make a vaccine, we can.
Schuchat said the CDC is collecting samples of the swine flu virus to use as a seed stock should they decide to pursue a vaccine. But for the moment, they're holding off.
It is a gamble. Decisions in public health are frequently a gamble.
That's Art Reingold from UC Berkeley's School of Public Health. He says deciding whether to produce a vaccine is a bit like trying to predict the future.
We have very, very few vaccine production facilities in the United States. So those companies have to, in essence, if we want them to start making swine flu vaccine in large quantities, need to stop making something else.
In this case, that something else is the vaccine for the annual seasonal flu, which kills about 30,000 people a year. For the moment, the CDC appears to consider that flu a bigger threat than swine flu, which so far at least appears to be relatively mild. So they're going ahead with a regular flu vaccine and putting a swine flu vaccine on the back burner. Here's the CDC's Dr. Nancy Cox.
If a vaccine for this new virus is prepared, it would be prepared either in parallel with or after the seasonal vaccine is already produced, so that we would be able to have the seasonal vaccine and then, if necessary, a supplemental vaccine with this new H1N1 virus.
Another reason to hold off on the swine flu vaccine is the issue of timing. The CDC estimates it would take 6 months to produce and distribute a swine flu vaccine in the States. But in a global pandemic facing 6 billion people, you need a lot more than that.
Almost certainly people would require at least two doses. So if you're talking about vaccinating the whole world, 12 billion doses, it would take at least several years to make that much of any new flu vaccine.
And how safe is any vaccine that's been rushed to market? We learned that lesson during the last swine flu scare back in 1976. That pandemic never materialized, but the vaccine gave hundreds of people a rare neurological condition and killed 25. The cure, in other words, can be worse than the disease. The solution here, what some people call the holy grail of vaccine research, would be a vaccine for all influenza strains, a universal vaccine that could be given once, like a tetanus shot. That way, scientists wouldn't be constantly scrambling to fight new and evolving viruses.
The excitement about our published work was really centered around the fact that we had found a very conserved region in influenza A viruses that did not appear to undergo mutation.
That's Dr. Wayne Marasco of Harvard Medical School, co-author of a groundbreaking paper on universal vaccines published earlier this year. He says that greatly magnified, an influenza virus looks a bit like a lollipop with a head that's constantly mutating, changing its shape. Marasco says that lollipop head may work like a decoy, distracting our immune system from what's actually the most vulnerable part of the virus, the stem. Because while the head is constantly evolving, the stem stays the same.
Perhaps if we could raise the immune response of this region, we could, in theory, provide lifelong immunity.
If a vaccine could target not the head, but the stem of the virus, it would effectively teach our bodies to fight off almost any influenza virus, including swine flu, avian flu, and the annual seasonal flu, all of which have that same lollipop structure. Inside a laboratory in Menlo Park, Arun Kashyap of Sea Lane Biotechnologies opens the door to a large freezer set to 80 degrees below zero Celsius.
So it's here in this collection of tubes, and you can see it's looks like a clear liquid.
Sea Lane is a privately funded vaccine research company, one of many groups working toward developing a universal vaccine. Researchers here have collected about 20 bone marrow samples from people who survived various types of influenza. They've done this because bone marrow contains a history of our life's disease resistance, every antibody we've ever produced to fight off a virus. CLAIN's Michael Horowitz says that's about 100 million antibodies per person.
And using the technology and the techniques that we have in the lab, we can turn that 100 million into 10 billion.
So drawing from this huge library of antibodies, CLAIN scientists are testing to see which antibody can best target that part of the virus we heard about earlier, the vulnerable, non-evolving part.
It's almost like the Achilles heel. So if you find an antibody that neutralizes by binding to that one site, no matter what the influenza virus does, it will never be able to escape your antibody.
The next step is to test these antibodies on animals and maybe eventually people. But unfortunately, a universal vaccine is years away, a possible answer to pandemic threats of the future. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
To learn more about the search for a universal flu vaccine, visit our website, kqed.org/quest. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Foundation.